Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
I'm Chad, that's Ballsy. I was catching grief yesterday because everybody was like, oh, you said today's the first day of fall when tomorrow's technically the first day of fall. No, that's not what I said. I said fall arrives yesterday, and I was right. Fall arrived at 1:21 p.m.
That's right.
So today, yes, today is the first official full day of fall. But I said that fall was arriving. People, I'll tell you. It's the criticism I deal with. As soon as I get off the air, I look at my email.
It's crazy. That's what people can bitch about.
Yeah.
We spent $600 million on an election that went nowhere, but Chad's the guy that gets the problem.
That's a nice green shirt.
Thanks, man. I've worn it before, but you don't pay attention. It's okay. It's not the first time. You're not the first person to give me a compliment. This shirt's only like 4 years old.
But did somebody else give you a compliment on that shirt today?
Mark Johnston.
He gave you a compliment on it today?
Mm-hmm.
See? Then you must not wear it very often.
No, I do wear it quite a bit, actually, but that's okay. Maybe I don't wear it enough around here.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's a weekend shirt.
Boy, you went out shopping. You got some new clothes.
Yeah, I had to, you know.
You look like a...
I had to freshen up a bit.
You look like a really well-dressed Bill Belichick now. You got some really nice hoodies.
Yeah, I like the hoodie. I like my hoodies, and I like my bunny hugs and my zip-ups.
It's not a bunny hug.
No, this is... It would be a bunny hug, technically.
Oh, because you can tuck your...
It's got the front pocket. Technically, I don't call them bunny hugs, but they technically...
Wait. Should that not be called a kangaroo hug? Because the bunny hug, bunnies don't have a pocket in the front.
That's the funny thing, right? That's funny. That's true.
It's a kangaroo hoodie.
Technically, it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not.
Kangaroo hug.
Like, hoodie is probably a more accurate term, because at least it has a hood. You understand? So, bunny hug...
I feel like hoodie's going to be outlawed.
Why?
Just because...
It's not a KKK hoodie. It's
no,
a hoodie.
That's not what I meant. The hood describes a bad area of town. Well, this is our world now.
Well, no, come on. That's not true.
Let's go with kangaroo hug.
I've got a hood on your vehicle, or as the Brits call it, your bonnet, and then your boot in the back.
Where was this going?
I don't know. Wolf News. You started it.
No, I didn't. You opened your mouth.
That's my job. I get paid every day to do it.
Oh, wow. They're overpaid.
For talking. Premier Scott Moe is very publicly calling Monday's federal election the most pointless election in Canadian history. Moe also says Trudeau should shoulder some of the blame for recent COVID numbers in Saskatchewan, as far north and Indigenous communities are seeing some of the worst vaccination rates in the province, an area that falls in federal jurisdiction. Meanwhile, 18 seats are still too close to call nationally and expected to take a few days to determine determine a winner, as mail-in ballots are still being counted. No matter what, the undetermined fact, you know, they really have no factor in this. They won't affect the Liberal minority. Yesterday, the province saw a 10-day low in new cases of COVID-19. However, 5 more COVID-related deaths were announced. 262 patients are still in hospital, with 54 in ICUs. And a 32-year-old man is facing charges and likely nursing some bumps and bruises, being tackled off of his bike by Regina police officers while trying to flee. Police were called to the 1600 block of Ottawa Street after reports of a man with a knife threatening another man. A .22 caliber rifle, ammunition, and break and enter tools were later found on the suspect.
Well, rookie Alek Manoah rebounded from control issues to last 6 innings. The Blue Jays beat the Tampa Rays 4-2 to improve to a Major League best 16-4 in September. They maintained a half game lead over the Yankees for the second AL wildcard spot. Yankees were off. Boston beat the Mets 6-3. The Wild signed left winger Kirill Kaprizov to a 5-year, $45 million contract extension. The Blue Jackets signed goalie Elvis Merzlikins to a 5-year, $27 million extension. Defensive back DeAndre Alford of the Bombers, linebacker Simone Lawrence of the Tiger Cats, and BC Lions quarterback Michael Riley named the CFL's top weekly performers. A rare Wednesday night game tonight. Hamilton plays in Ottawa. David Watford, the former Rider, center starts for the Tiger Cats, while Dominique Davis is behind center for Ottawa. And Riders defensive end A.C. Leonard spoke to the media for the first time since not going through that pee test for drugs. Says he feels terrible about the last couple of weeks, and it's been very, very hard on him. He feels really bad. He's taking a suspension and hoping to move on. And tight end Rob Gronkowski admits that he does not watch film unless it has Adam Sandler in it. Then he will watch it.
That's good. Me too.
That's sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Yeah, same way. 26 with sun today. Gusty winds at about 40K an hour, but still pretty warm. 9 overnight tonight with a few clouds, and 20 tomorrow with a chance of showers. Actually, you know what? They're saying like 26 for Saturday as well. 23 on Sunday, so a nice weekend ahead. Right now, mainly clear and 3 at the...
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
There's no such thing as a free meal, Ballsy. We've talked about this before. If anything is offered to you free, you should definitely be skeptical about it.
Only free cheese and a mousetrap?
There you go. That's another great line. Two men learning that in Mississippi, they saw a vehicle at the side of the road this weekend, a car, and it said free car on it.
Oh, okay.
Big sign. It says free car. Yep. The keys were in the ignition.
Mm-hmm.
So they just took it.
Why not?
And they drove it to a family member's house, and they were like, hey, look, a free car. And the family member's like, wow, that's amazing. Where'd you get this
car? What's the gas mileage
just
on this
the
thing?
Side, it's just on the side of the road.
Yeah.
They're like, well, let's have a little looky-poo. So, you know, they look around, pop the hood, take a look inside. They're like, hey, we should look in the trunk. They pop the trunk, and there's a dead body. Yeah, so whoever perpetrated this crime decided, hey, why not?
Word. That's a big word.
Yeah, it was perpetrated. Yeah. I looked it up 3 weeks ago, and I've been waiting to use it.
Good.
Anyway, so whoever did this crime decided that it would probably be best if they dispose of the vehicle and the body, and let's put somebody else's fingerprints all over it. So that's what they've done. And these two men are now considered suspects, even though police believe their story. But now they have to consider them suspects because of the situation. They're still trying to identify the body, but I don't know how they didn't smell it because the body had been in there for apparently quite some time. So...
Well, I'm thinking if you're going door-to-door just looking for free things, you're not really caring how something smells. Like, that's not the...
If you pass by a vehicle and it's a reasonably nice vehicle and there's a sign that says free car, I mean, you know, I'm going to check it out.
You know what's hilarious is I've done that twice. I've left a wheelbarrow.
Oh, I thought you meant put a dead body in the trunk.
I left a wheelbarrow and a big... what do you call it?
Dill?
No. What is it called? Where you fill a generator, like where you fill up your tires with air. What do you call that?
Yeah, like an air compressor.
Air compressor. So I left that at the base of my driveway with a sign that says, please take, it's free.
I would have taken that, by the way.
They did. Both times my neighbor Larry took it, fixed it, and brought it back to my house.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Something you should never take. Never take if you see a sign on the side of the road. But you should never take a free couch or any sort of furniture,
mattress,
or a bed, anything, because you're getting bed bugs.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think.
Who are we kidding?
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
What a day.
I'm not coming out to that song on Saturday, when I take on Mark Johnson. Oh, very, very...
Living in America.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We could be heroes for just one day.
Why that one?
I don't know. I just wrote it. No, I'm coming out to a rugged, kick-your-ass kind of song as I'm going to go into the ring with Mark Johnson for our Fight for Tomorrow event.
Rah, rah, Rasputin.
Anyway, yeah, it's me, Mark Johnson. That's the feature bout on Access Now. It'll be a live presentation on the TV station from 7 to
on
9.
The TV station.
Well, and the event goes 7 to 9. Sorry, showing my age. It's my fourth and final time climbing into the ring, and we're doing it for to support mental health initiatives for young people.
This is your retirement bout.
Kind of. I'm not doing this again. There's no doubt about it.
Did you say that last time, though, too?
I probably did.
You're the George Foreman of radio.
Yeah,
boxers.
Probably minus the grill. Exactly. Yeah. So if you want to go to the fight, you can still get tickets. There are still a select few remaining. You go to the Lonsdale Boxing Club, 1361 Halifax Street. They're $50 each. Gets you in, and it gets you some snacks from Joe's Deli, too. And we'll have some beverages there and stuff. And yeah, it's going to be great. I want to thank Family Plumbing and Heating for getting on board, too, being a major sponsor.
I know what your song. Yeah. Is that what you're coming out
to? No.
Yakety Sax?
Okay, I'll let you know.
Benny Hill?
It's Digging Up Bones, Randy Travis. Digging up bones. I'm digging up bones.
Kids, look him up. 90s country artist.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Millie Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
We have fancy titles for our jobs, like morning show host.
Broadcaster.
Yeah, anyway, how about being an odor evaluation lead engineer? This guy is better known as...
I smell stuff.
Yeah, check this out. This guy's known as the Nissan Nose. His name is Peter Carl Eastland, and he's the guy in charge of getting the perfect car smell. He said, as a young kid, I remember playing games where we'd identify different foodstuffs like flavors of chips, drinks, that type of stuff. I got them right 100% of the time. So basically what he does is he tests all materials that go into like a Qashqai or a Nissan vehicle with different kind of simulated... environmental like changes to the seats just to come up with the perfect car smell. So he smells different leathers, cloth seating, all that type of stuff.
That new car smell is amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
And then you know what? You buy the new car scent. That smells nothing. It smells nothing like a new car.
And that's really when you should. And in no way did the auto industry tell me this, but once you lose the new car smell, you should trade the car in. I don't care if it's 2 weeks. Once the 2 weeks are done.
Unless you have children, because the new car smell goes away within the first 2 weeks.
Oh, no. That's why minivan sales are up, because you got to just get the new minivan.
Revolving.
Yeah, revolving.
Yeah. I will say the new car smells great. Also, another thing, if you're a guitar player, that new guitar case smell.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Especially Gibson guitars, they have like a vanilla scent to them. Man, I bought a Gibson guitar one time and I just left the case open for like a week. Just let that smell go all throughout my apartment at the time. It was great.
When you first open up a package of football gloves, like that smell before you get sweaty in them is great.
Same with golf gloves.
Those are awesome too. And my favorite thing is it happened just the other day. I got gas and it leaked on my shin. Oh, I love that. I smelled so good for like 2 hours. I was like, this is the best.
I got gas too.
I know you do every morning.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants, but his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
67% of us have fake laughed at jokes just to fit in. I'm not going to lie. There are a couple things you and Evan talk about when he comes in here that I laugh and I have no idea what you're talking about, but I laugh just to fit in. You don't do that. You know, if I tell a joke that's funny, you're like...
I'm a tough one.
You know, if I make you laugh, I know it was a good joke. But
like genuinely, like gut laugh. Yeah. Like I'll do the... I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's just kind of an acknowledgement that I know what you said.
Yeah.
You were trying to be funny. And not you. I'm talking in general.
No, but...
I'll do the...
I know when my joke hits with you and when it doesn't.
But it's hilarious too because we're not going to name names, but... There's a certain person in radio that we call Laugh Track. And I'm not talking about an actual person. I'm talking like a character on morning shows specifically.
Yeah.
Their job is to laugh. That's what they're there to do.
Yeah.
They are the Laugh Track. Right. That's why we always do the... the Laugh Track. And I will say, our show does not have a Laugh Track.
Now, I've jotted down a few things where I think you absolutely have to laugh, okay? When a guy gets hit in the nuts.
No.
You gotta laugh.
If you're not laughing there, unless it's you.
Yeah. When a fat guy pops an above-ground pool, gotta laugh.
That's too funny.
That's funny. Ketchup bottle flatulence.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
See, I'm laughing. That was kind of a fake laugh. That's a fake laugh.
Yeah, kind of.
That was,
Leaf fans that say this is our year, when they say that, you gotta laugh.
I don't laugh.
Oh, I do. I laugh at that. And this is undeniable.
I feel that's an illness that they need to get over.
So you could be in the grumpiest mood ever. You come home and Cash drops an F-bomb. you would laugh.
I don't laugh in front of
but
him.
But you laugh.
But as soon as he leaves the room,
yeah,
I laugh pretty
in your mind.
And,
in but, your
and
mind,
he does. He says the F word. Yeah. He says it quite yeah. repeatedly.
And you're, I wonder where he got that from. And you're,
his mom.
You're,
his mom.
You're pretty, in your mind, you're going, I'm proud of that kid.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
And as you know, Ballsy and I have a strange obsession with Randy Travis, and I don't know what it is, but I was talking about music you're guaranteed to hear at a small town Saskatchewan wedding.
Yeah.
I said it on Twitter, and it's ignited quite the comments. A lot of people agreeing that there are just... You're going to hear Randy Travis forever.
Oh, for sure.
I mean...
Silky smooth. Listen to this.
Yeah, at a small town wedding, that's going to happen. So
you couldn't sing it now.
You got to learn to two-step, too, if you're going to go to a small town Sasky wedding. This one as well. It is as consistent as gravity that
right.
you will hear Diamond Rio meet in the middle.
And you're two-stepping towards each other.
Going to happen. If it doesn't, you're not at the right
Then leave. Time. Leave.
Yeah. Like, I don't... And it's not even necessarily that I love this music, but I do when it comes to a small-town wedding. This one...
Mm-hmm. It's not a valid wedding if you don't hear the song.
And it's usually later in the night when everybody's really drunk.
Right.
Because everybody sings along to
it. Right. Your drunk Uncle Carl gets up and dances with everybody, even himself, just by himself.
Yeah, he might.
He might.
And guess what? Have at it. Uncle Carl's having fun.
He'll start bitching that it's $5 a drink, but whatever. Let Uncle Carl
Should
do.
Be an open bar. I gave you a free wedding when Melissa got married. There might be
a little dust on You're going to hear it.
David Lee Murphy.
100%. Like, at a small town wedding,
oh yeah,
I'm telling you,
yeah.
100% chance you will hear this song.
Right before you have midnight lunch at 11.
Generally, yeah. Yeah, and you'll never hear this during midnight lunch.
No.
What kind of sadistic, crazy person would do that? Another one people are saying, Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Guaranteed to hear that one. If you're going to hear a dance track, it'll be Darude Sandstorm. Another person says, when it comes to Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, they want to hear Cadillac Ranch.
Oh, yeah, that is a good... We're not taking country requests.
Wolf Management has told Chad and Ballsy to stop asking listeners to send money to them at the radio station. From now on, please send it directly to their homes. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Man, people are in on this small-town Saskatchewan wedding music. There are some dance songs that are allowed, not just small, like not just 90s country. Of course, you can have Darude Sandstorm. That one might come up. Rednecks Cotton Eye Joe. That one for sure.
Macarena?
The Macarena will happen. And maybe Eiffel 65 Blue.
How about...
That one might come out, too.
How about you got to go with the early 90s classic Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart.
That's, again, the country thing, yeah.
My heart.
Okay, so let's talk about something Ballsy and I know nothing about, money, because you probably should have money to talk about it. But I'm going to lean pretty hard on TikTok again, because that's where I go for all of my
so
advice.
So not just Dr. TikTok, TikTok the investor guy? And
TikTok the financial advisor.
Here's what you
but
do.
But here, hold on. There's some logic to this.
Okay,
go
ahead.
There's a user called CEO Watchlist.
Okay.
And if you follow this person on TikTok... What they do is they give financial advice based on people in Congress and what they're investing in. Because there's actually a law now that all sitting lawmakers in the United States and their spouses must disclose stock trades that they've made within 45 days. So what he's doing is he's going to these disclosures, finding out what Congress people are investing in.
Or their spouses.
Or their spouses, and then telling the public to invest in it as well.
Has he made money?
Tons.
Really?
So much money. The one that he specifically follows in the U.S. is Nancy Pelosi. So apparently anything that, not Nancy Pelosi specifically, but whatever her husband invests in, he's been investing in it as well. And making
a ton of money off of things that are easy and cheap to get into, and then they just explode.
Like election pencils?
Maybe that would be in Canada, yeah. I'm not too sure, but there's nothing Canada-specific on this, and I'm not sure what the law is around disclosure for people sitting in Parliament or even the legislature. But nonetheless, it does make sense, you know, like whether they say it or not, come on. I mean, if you're a lawmaker, you have an inside track because you know what laws could be coming up, what things could be happening. You know certain people.
What's that old saying? I'm just trying to. You gotta have money to make money? Is that the old saying?
After being together for 10 years, Chad wondered to himself,
oh, did I make the right decision to stay with Ballsy for 10 years?
Chad, I can hear you.
What? How?
What? Ham! Such an ass!
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
Whenever I'm on a plane, there are certain things I will do that I would never, ever do in other situations. And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I never drink tomato juice. Ever. I never drink it, like, at home.
Okay.
I don't ever buy it. But when I'm on a plane, for some reason, I always get tomato juice. And I don't know why.
That's interesting. Okay, so
and I'm not the only one. I know other people do that, too.
Here's some habits, airplane habits. We'll see if you're normal or not, okay? Because we got to refresh ourselves. We're back to a little bit of traveling, okay? It's the only way you can get to the States. Which is the best seat?
The best seat for me is actually the aisle seat. I like the aisle seat because I can get up, move around.
Really?
But a lot of people would say it's the window.
29% went with aisle, 70% window, 1% with the middle seat.
Yeah, middle seat's the worst.
Which is easier, carry-on or a checked bag?
Oh, carry-on.
Do you do carry-on mostly?
If I'm just doing like...
A Vegas trip?
Yeah, a Vegas trip. Okay. Say like a quick 2 or 3 day trip, I would just do carry-on.
63% agree with you, carry-on.
Oh, for sure.
What's the best airplane snack? Now, take tomato juice out of it. What's the best snack?
Oh, nuts and bolts.
Okay. 45% said cookies.
Okay.
41% said pretzels. 14% said peanuts. So that would probably fall.
Yeah, I like pretzels.
But I don't even know if they do peanuts anymore because of allergies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The allergies.
Yeah, they do. I was on a Southwest flight not too long ago.
Okay, so what happens if you had a peanut allergy and I'm next to you on the plane in the same aisle? Like, you can't have peanuts. I got allergies.
Right now, peanuts is the least of our worry on flights.
Okay. Now, this one's a very polarizing topic, like COVID. Do you recline your seat?
No. Never.
Sorry.
I don't recline my seat, ever.
Nope. 45% said no.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
43% said yes.
Okay, so what do the other people say?
12 say all the time. All the time, 12% of people.
No.
I don't generally do it unless I ask first. I do ask first.
Yeah, and that's fine. And if
you mind if I put this back.
And of course I'm gonna say go ahead. Right? But
yeah. Okay,
like,
so
I just don't like it when they do it during mealtime. Mm-hmm. Like if we're having a meal or you know, put your seat up normally so I've got more room.
Now I like to lighten the load before I get on a plane. I like to make sure my load is light because here's the other question.
Are you talking about go to the washroom?
Do you use the onboard bathroom? They say it's the worst thing to use. You should and never flush it without a tissue.
Yeah, I don't not number two. Mm-hmm. I have had to. And that's not fun. But I just don't like getting up and going to the... Like, it's such a process.
I went in once and there was blood, like, around because somebody had a bleeding nose.
Oh,
I'm gonna assume, it's gross.
Yeah, that's an assumption.
Yeah.
I think, and also, too, when you have to do the walk of shame when you go back to the bath. Everybody on the plane knows you're going
and
to the bathroom.
And especially if you're in there in a long time.
Yeah,
it's
right.
True.
And people are standing in
it's
line
true.
Waiting for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Here's another thing I really dislike. Is when you're going to a warm destination, and this is a first world problem, I get that, but if you're going to a warm destination and then people go into the washroom to change into clothes for warmer weather, I hate that. Don't do that.
No, you go to the bathroom before you leave and you're already in your shorts when you get off.
Perfect. You're exactly right. Why wouldn't you sit on the plane and be comfortable in nice summery kind of clothes?
I show up to the airport like that.
Yeah, I will too. Yeah.
Just bring my little... I don't even bring a jacket because I'm going to Mexico. I'm not here with you schlubs back in Regina.
There are a few times as well that I've got off the plane wherever I'm at, gone into the bathroom and changed there.
Okay, that's cool. Right. And this is a big question, too. Which seat do the armrests belong to?
Okay, so if you're in the aisle armrest is yours. If you're in the middle, you get both.
37% of people agree with you.
And if you're on the, if you're by the window, you get the window armor.
That is it. that is your reward for having to sit in the middle.
Absolutely.
You get both.
You get both armrests. Yeah.
I agree.
I think so.
And I agree with that.
And let's, can we all just agree on that right now? Like, let's just say that's
I think that's
now.
Yeah.
Okay. And if not, then we get to elbow people.
That's Gordie Howe.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.